In this video, I want to talk about the 7 reasons why I don't invest in fixed deposits in banks. Number 1, I don't want to lose my money. See, if I make a fixed deposit in a bank today, how much rate do I get in India? Let's say 5%. Well, the inflation rate is almost 10%. Easily, I can say it is 10%. Recently, we saw the prices of fuel increase, I think 12 rupees in like 1 week. So inflation is high and the rate of return that I get on a fixed deposit is not in line with inflation. So I am actually losing money. So if inflation is 10% and my before tax rate of return from fixed deposit is only 5%, then I'm actually losing money every single year, and that too on a compounded basis, right? So that is number 1. I don't want to lose my money. Number 2, I do not trust the banks, or I would say I do not trust the banking system. Let's say I put my money in a bank, in a fixed deposit. What does the bank do with the money? Well, they take the money and they give it out as a loan to entrepreneurs, right? Banks are in the business of taking deposits and lending it out. If they don't lend it out, they will make a loss because it's a liability for them. A fixed deposit made by me is a liability for the bank, correct? Now, the problem here is, what if the people who borrow money from banks, what if they are not able to repay the loan, or what if they commit fraud and are not paying the money to the bank? Well, in that case, what happens is the bank might face bankruptcy, and a lot of banks have failed in the past. So I don't want to take that risk with my money. Anything can happen with the banking system. It is very fragile. So I don't trust banks. I don't trust the banking system. I don't want to keep my money with someone who is likely to go bankrupt. Okay, that is number 2. I do not trust the banking system. Number 3, I lose control over my own money. See, when I put my money in the bank, it's the bank's money. It's not my money anymore. It's my money only when I go to the bank to ask for that money. And for some reason, if the bank is not able to give me money, say the branch is closed or the mobile application is not working or internet banking is not working, who is in control of the money? I am not in control of my own money. The money is with the bank. It is not with me. So I don't want to lose control over my money. That is why I don't like to keep my money in banks. Of course, some money we have to keep with the banks because we need it for current account, for doing some current transactions. But we have to keep as little money in banks as possible. I prefer to do that. I like to own assets. I don't like to own cash in the bank. This is basic finance, by the way. Number 4, I can choose to invest in a fundamentally strong business. See, let's say you have 10 lakh rupees. You can either choose to put that 10 lakh in a bank in a fixed deposit, make 5% before tax, or you can study a fundamentally strong business. You can look at the cash flow, you can look at the return on equity on the business, and you can take a long-term view on the business and invest that same money in a business. So not only are you getting dividend income from that investment, but also there is that added growth component with a business, because a business is run by people and they sell products and services, and there is a lot of things you can do with a business to enhance the rate of return. Whereas in a fixed deposit, what can you do? You don't have any control. You just put the 10 lakhs in the bank and that's it. They promise you a return and they give it to you, and it is not in line with inflation. So I can choose to invest that same money in a fundamentally strong business. That is point number 4. Point number 5, I do not want to take on counterparty risk. See, what is counterparty risk? Let's say I own a gold coin. Now, that gold coin is like my money with me. When I own that gold coin, that is my money with me. That is not my money with someone else. On the other hand, if I put that same money in a bank fixed deposit, then that is not my money with me. That is my money with the bank. As I said earlier, let's say the branch is closed or the mobile banking is not working or internet banking is not working. I don't have access to my own money because there is a counterparty involved. If I want my money, I have to go to the bank to get my money. So there is this counterparty risk. There is someone involved between me and my money. I don't want to take that counterparty risk. That is why I don't like to invest my money in fixed deposits. If I own stocks of a company, that's an asset. That there is no counterparty risk there because I am a shareholder of a company. I earn dividend income from that. It's like a claim check on the property of the on the business itself. So owning stocks, there is no counterparty risk. If I want to sell my shares, I can just sell it off in the market and get my money, right? But in a fixed deposit kept in a bank, there is always the counterparty risk. What if the counterparty defaults? What if the counterparty cannot give me the money at the time when I want it? So I don't want to take that risk. Number six, interest rates have been going down historically. If you look at from the 80s till now, it's been four decades. And if you look at the chart of interest rates have been going down. Basically, an interest rate is the price of money. And money is becoming cheaper and cheaper because there is more money supply. So that is why Robert Kiyosaki says that savers are losers. So if I'm saving my money in the bank, the rate that I used to get in the 80s and 90s, I don't get that rate anymore because interest rates have gone down. On the other hand, if you borrow money, you are like a winner because you are borrowing cheap. And provided you invest it wisely, you can make a lot of money over and above the rate that you're paying to the bank. So interest rates have been going down. So that is another reason why fixed deposit in a bank does not make much sense to me. And number seven, the last reason, I want a positive real rate of return on my investments. I'm talking about real rate of return here. I'm not talking about nominal rate. Nominal rate, as I said earlier, is 5%. Say I put my money in the bank, they give me 5%, that too before tax. I'm not even talking the tax implication here. Let's say I get 5%. That's the nominal rate of return. From the nominal, I have to reduce the inflation. So let's say 10%. So my real rate of return is minus 5%. Why would I make minus 5% on my money year after year and that too on a compounded basis? I don't want to do that. I want a rate of return which is over and above inflation or at least in line with inflation so that I am not losing the purchasing power of my money. So those are the seven reasons that I don't get excited about investing in fixed deposits. So let me repeat those seven reasons. Number one, I don't want to lose money. Number two, I don't trust the banking system. Number three, I am losing control over my own money when I put my money in the bank. Number four, I can choose to invest that same money in a fundamentally strong dividend paying company. Number five, I do not want to take on any counterparty risk. Number six, interest rates have been historically going down. And last, number seven, I want a positive real rate of return on all of my investments. So that's what I wanted to talk about in this video. Hope you got value out of it. Thank you so much.